Switch to better internet from your local provider, AVS Broadband, and look to the tech team for friendly, competent tech support at your home or business, as well as your neighborhood Ace stores, Ace Hardware in Bad Axe, and Sebring Ace Hardware. Also buy more motor sales of Caro, your family-owned and operated go-to Ford, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram dealer. And welcome to your news for this hour. My name is Sydney Sutliff, and I'm coming at you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. An all-clear notice was issued Friday for a Lapeer County school after reports of an alleged threat were investigated. The Croslex School District and Croswell Police began looking into rumors that a student had a hit list following an altercation during the October 3rd football game. Police found no evidence to back up the rumors, and the district says there were never any credible threat to students or staff. Superintendent Colette Moody sent a letter to parents saying there was an increased police presence as a precaution, and Premier Security, the firm that provides the school's security, monitored student safety through the end of the day. The district says it's taking disciplinary action against those who were involved in the original altercation. Hackers and scammers aren't just targeting bank accounts anymore. Some are trying to steal homes. It's called property fraud. When someone illegally records documents to sell or mortgage a home they don't own. To help prevent that, Tuscola County Register of Deeds, Marianne Brandt, has launched a new property record notification alert system. Property owners can sign up on the county's Register of Deeds website to get an alert at any time if their name or property is used in a recorded document. Brandt says the service is free. It's offered through the county and is designed to help stop fraud before it costs someone their home. And the Lapeer County Road Commission has approved several new road projects across the county. In Metamora Township, crews will install a new 18-inch by 50-foot cross tube on Davidson Lake Road between Gardner and Metamora Roads. That project will also include hauling and leveling about 600 tons of gravel near the golf course at a cost of about $16,000. In Rich Township, two projects are planned, replacing a cross tube on Elmwood Road for about $5,700 and another on Swaffer Road for just over $6,400. Oregon Township will see 800 tons of limestone spread on Stanley Road from the bridge deck east to Flint River Road. In Hadley Township, four new radar speed signals will be installed and provided by the township. And in Burnside Township, a new weight restriction has been posted on the Index Road Bridge over the south branch of the Cass River Drain, limiting vehicles to 3 gross tons. We'll be right back. Here's a message from our sponsors at Ace Hardware.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Why would you wander around a warehouse store looking for paint when you could just swing by your neighborhood Ace? In addition to Ace's award-winning service, we have top-rated paint brands. Plus, our color matching technology allows us to match any color. So stop wandering and start painting. Head to your neighborhood Ace today.
This is Sherry. Transform any room in your home. We carry Clark & Kensington, Benjamin Moore, and Royal Paint. We even have a computer color matcher to find exactly the color you need.
This is Tyler. We have a huge selection of colors. Don't forget all your painting supplies like brushes, rollers, paint sprayers, ladders, and drop cloths, along with professional advice on how to get the job done. When it comes to paint, we've got you covered. Visit Ace Hardware in Bad Axe or Sebring Ace Hardware.
There's still a little work left to be done at the Ellington Township Hall on East Carroll Road. One of the last projects is replacing the front deck. And the township board is considering whether to use artificial decking material or traditional treated lumber. They'll be comparing cost and longevity before making a final decision. Meanwhile, only a few finishing touches remain to complete repairs from last year's accident. This accident happened when a driver lost control and crashed into the township hall, which is 124 years old. Mike Petullo, who's been overseeing the repairs, asked for a detailed accounting of payments and credits from the contractor. Petullo says the numbers he received so far don't appear accurate. The board is waiting for a full itemized report before taking any further action. And just before 11 a.m. October 10th, the Huron County Sheriff's Office responded to a fatal crash on M25 south of Kilmanott Road in Sebring Township. Authorities say a 82-year-old Sebring man driving a pickup truck sideswiped a semi, then left the road before coming to rest in a ditch. Witnesses who saw the accident began CPR, but the driver was later pronounced dead at the hospital. Investigators do believe he may have suffered a medical emergency before the crash. The semi-driver was not injured, and the victim's name is being withheld pending the family's notification. And the U.S. Senate has passed the 2026 National Defense Authorization Act, a $925 billion bipartisan bill that includes key provisions from Michigan Senator Gary Peters. The bill funds upgrades at Selfridge Air National Guard Base, and Camp Grayling invests in new military technologies and addresses PFAS contaminations in Michigan's communities. It also includes a 3.8% pay raise for service members and strengthens U.S. cybersecurity defense supply chains and partnerships with allies like Israel and Taiwan. The NDAA sets defense policy and modernizes the military to meet evolving global threats. Safety is getting a big boost thanks to the Elmwood Township Firefighters Association. A group of local firefighters used funds raised from community events to buy and donate a utility task vehicle, or UTV, and an open trailer to the fire department. The new equipment will help firefighters reach people in hard-to-access areas during fires, fire rescues, or medical emergencies. In the months ahead, the department will add a wildland and medical skid package emergency light communication gear, also its official markings. In a social media post, the department said the UTV will help firefighters quickly and safely navigate challenging environments, and that they're very grateful for the association's support. The open trailer will be used to transport the vehicle, allowing fast deployment across the township and beyond. We'll be right back. Here's a message from our sponsor at ABS Tech Team.
Big changes are coming, and it's important for your computer to keep up. Windows 10 has officially reached its end of life, which means Microsoft will no longer provide security updates or patches. The only way to stay protected is to upgrade to Windows 11, and the AVS Tech Team is here to help. Without Windows 11, your personal data becomes much more vulnerable to viruses, malware, and spyware. The Tech Team's qualified technicians will check your computer's compatibility with Windows 11 so you know exactly what to expect. If your current computer isn't ready for the upgrade, don't worry. The Tech Team can help you find the perfect new PC that fits your needs and budget. When making the switch, the Tech Team will securely and seamlessly transfer your important files and data, making sure nothing gets lost along the way. Visit the Tech Team in Pigeon or Sandusky, or call 888-282-4943. Stay secure and upgrade now with the AVS Tech Team.
A fatal crash is under investigation in Kimball Township. The St. Clair County Sheriff's Office says it happened just before 7:30 p.m. Saturday night on Smiths Creek Road, west of Burns Road. Authorities say a 79-year-old man from Kimball Township was driving a tractor pulling a hay wagon with five people on board when it was hit from behind by a Buick Regal driven by a 44-year-old man, also from Kimball Township. Deputies say the tractor did not have proper lights or a slow-moving vehicle sign. One passenger, an 85-year-old woman from Kimball Township, died at the hospital. The tractor driver remains in critical condition. Others on the wagon were treated for various injuries. The St. Clair County Sheriff's Accident Investigation Team continues to look into the crash. And the popularity of short-term rentals continues to grow, and more local communities are working to regulate them. In Lapeer County, Imlay City is the latest municipality to begin drafting rules to allow and govern short-term rentals. At Tuesday's commission meeting, officials held the first reading of a proposed ordinance that would establish regulations for these properties. The plan would limit the number of short-term rentals in the city to only five. Other requirements include adequate parking, location restrictions, and special land use permits. The proposal will need a second reading and a final vote before it can be adopted. And hey kids, Jack the Great Pumpkin wants to hear from you. You can write a letter to Jack-O-Lantern telling him what you love about Halloween and what your plans are, and Jack will write you back. Drop the letters into Jack's special mailbox inside the La Village Market in downtown Elkton. Be sure to include your return address, but no postage is needed. Letters must be dropped off by October 25th. And plans to bring more housing to the city of Lapeer are moving forward. At Thursday's meeting, the Lapeer City Planning Commission approved a rezoning request for a building at East Nepressing and North Saginaw Streets. The change will allow the development of both housing and retail space in the 12,000-square-foot building. Property owner Jack Stone requested the zoning change from B2, business to CBD1, general business. His plans call for 8 apartments on the upper level and retail space on the first floor. Current city ordinances do not allow apartments in business districts, so the rezoning clears the way for that project. The plan will now go to the Lapeer City Commission for final review and approval. Michigan Senators Gary Peter and Alyssa Slotkins have introduced the bipartisan Pray Safe Act, aimed at improving security at houses of worship nationwide. The legislation comes after a deadly attack on a Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints in Grand Blanc Township. The bill would require the Department of Homeland Security to create a federal clearinghouse, giving faith-based organizations access to security training, best practices, and federal grant programs. Senator Peters says it's about protecting the right to worship freely, while Slotkin notes that the attacks on synagogues, mosques, and churches show why this action is needed. The Pray Safe Act aims to provide a centralized resource to help religious communities stay safe. And we'll be right back. We have one obituary for the hour, but first, here is a message from our sponsor at More Motors.
This is Denny King, the King of Cars, with More Motors Ford Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram of Caro. It's time for you to get more for your money with More Motors of Caro, and that means big savings for you. Never pay more than sticker price when you shop More Motors of Caro. A lot of dealers, especially the city dealers, mark up their inventory and charge people an arm and a leg. They call it a market adjustment. There's a reason your friends and neighbors have been driving a Caro for more than 60 years. They can purchase the same Ford Chrysler Dodge Jeep or Ram from More Motors of Caro for thousands less. At More Motors Ford Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram of Caro, we value transparency, fair deals, and realistic trade offers. So come see me today, Denny King, the King of Cars, or any of our staff at More Motors of Caro to be treated fairly and know you're getting the best deal possible. Come see why your friends and neighbors have been driving to More Motors of Caro.
Here's your obituary for the hour. Donald C. Stern, 69 years old of Bad Axe, passed away on Friday, October 10, 2025, at McLaren Bay Hospital with his family by his side. Donald was born on June 18, 1956, in Bad Axe. He is survived by his siblings, Patricia and David Matta, Chris Stern and Terry Orban, his nieces and nephews, Melissa Matta, Jason and Yvette Matta, Matt Chiconau, Ryan and Lindsay Sensenig, Tori and Derek Platt, Zach and Hunter Orban, and his great-nieces and nephews, Riley, Tyler, Addison, Braden, Sierra, Kira, Isla, Josie, Cam, Harlan, Grayson, and Remy. Visitation for Donald will be held on Wednesday, October 15, 2025, from 2 p.m. to 8 p.m. at the McAlpine Funeral Home in Bad Axe. Fireman's service will be held at 7 p.m. Memorials in his name may be offered to the family in care of Terry Orban, and condolences may be shared with the family at www.mcalpinefuneralhome.com. And just so everyone has an update, if you want all of your news, information, weather, community events, sports, obituaries, head on over to our website at thumbnet.net. We're also, I've been updating our Facebook page to stay up to date on current news trends. So make sure you go follow Thumb Broadcasting for that. Coming up, we got Steve. Steve, how's the weather looking?